I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 6th. A Quincy woman is accused of ramming a state police cruiser with a stolen vehicle before leading troopers on a highway chase on Tuesday night about 11 p.m. A white van driving next to a state trooper on 93 South at the Braintree Split hit the cruiser. The trooper behind the wheel slowed down to activate his emergency lights, but the van allegedly struck the cruiser again. The trooper began to pursue the van, reporting that the large white vehicle was driving erratically at about 90 miles per hour. As the trooper followed the van, they were notified by Boston police to be on the lookout for a vehicle matching the description of the one that left the scene of the cruiser crash. Boston police said the van was wanted for several offenses, including dangerous operation, driving the wrong way, and striking a light pole. When the van continued speeding along 95 North, state police deployed stop sticks twice, popping its tires on the second attempt. The van finally came to a stop near exit 41 in Waltham. The police arrested 24-year-old Alina Dunham of Quincy. After Dunham was arrested, Boston police also told state troopers the van was reported as stolen. Dunham was arraigned in Quincy District Court yesterday on multiple assault and motor vehicle charges. A 32-year-old Quincy woman is facing several charges in connection with a three-car rollover crash in Quincy yesterday morning. Police say that woman ran a red light at the intersection of Adams and Beale Streets just after 7 a.m., causing the crash. A white SUV rolled over, and two other vehicles were damaged. Two people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The woman has been charged with negligent operation, failing to stop, a Mark Lanes violation, and speeding. A Boston man facing gun and drug charges after fleeing from Quincy police and crashing into five cars last month. 27-year-old Emmanuel Andre faces charges in connection with that incident at the CVS on Southern Artery, where police tried to stop him for questioning. Andre struck a parked car, a Brinks truck, and then fled down Southern Artery, hitting three more vehicles before fleeing on foot on Main Street in Quincy Point. Detectives apprehended Andre this past Tuesday morning on Pond Street. He was arrested without incident and arraigned in Quincy District Court. Police say Andre tossed a loaded gun from the vehicle during that chase and that officers found crack cocaine in his vehicle. Now, some 200 people braved the icy waters of Boston Harbor on one of the coldest days of the year last Sunday to raise money for Save the Harbor, Save the Bays 15th annual Shamrock Splash. Participants at Constitution Beach in East Boston competed for prizes in the Best Costumed Character category or simply to raise money for summer events on state-run beaches from Nahant to Nantasket, including Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The fundraiser took in $56,000. That'll be put toward the total of over $300,000 for the Better Beaches program. The Friends of Wollaston Beach raised almost $6,600 during the splash. The Friends sponsor programs on Wollaston Beach that include a popular kids' fest, a kite festival, beach volleyball, and a children's reading program, among others. A 22-year-old man has been charged with murdering his mother in their home in Avon on Tuesday. Police identified the victim yesterday morning as Astrid Joseph, and the suspect as her son, Thaddeus Joseph. Both lived in the home where the murder occurred. Thaddeus Joseph was arrested with the help of Braintree police at the South Shore Plaza about 8 o'clock Tuesday night. Investigators say that about 4 p.m. Tuesday, a family member called 911 after returning home and finding Astrid Joseph unresponsive. She was lying on the floor of the home on Nichols Avenue with visible injuries and what appeared to be signs of a struggle. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Thaddeus was arraigned on a murder charge yesterday in Stoughton District Court. Prosecutors said he'd been struggling with anxiety, mental health issues, and concerns of harming himself. Braintree police later located the SUV at the South Shore Plaza parking lot with red-brown stains on the driver's side, took Thaddeus Joseph into custody. Prosecutors say he essentially admitted to the murder when he was being booked at the Avon Police Department. was ordered held without bail and is due back in court on April 10th. The Quincy Lions Club will be honoring retired General Joseph Dunford of Quincy during their annual Evening for Sight Gala next month. The club will present the Quincy native with their Francis X. McCauley Community Service Award, named in honor of the late four-term mayor and longtime Quincy Lion. The award is given to an individual who demonstrates a commitment to public service to the community, consistent with the Lion's motto, We Serve. Dunford served as the 36th Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps and 19th Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dunford's also Chairman of the Semper Fi and America's Fund and the Adams Presidential Center. The gala will also feature live music, games, raffles, and a silent auction. The club hopes to raise $50,000 to support local charities and nonprofits. The gala will be held April 8th from 6 to 9 at the Terrell Room in Quincy. Carol Rabb Goldberg, the mother of State Treasurer Deb Goldberg and former president of the Stop and Shop supermarket chain, died on Monday night, according to the treasurer's office. She was 93 years old. The treasurer's mother belonged to the Rabb family, which in the late 1800s had started a grocery store in Boston's North End. That store eventually grew into the Stop and Shop chain, which the family controlled until the late 1980s. The Quincy Historical Society will kick off their Quincy 400 events tonight with the launch of a new book about the 1910 Harvard-Boston Aero Meet. Local author and historian Wayne Miller has written the new book about the history of that two-week event that featured pilots from all over the region competing for cash prizes. The meet drew tens of thousands of people to the new airstrip that was built in Squantum. The book is the first comprehensive history of that meet and features over 80 photographs of the Aero Meet. Tonight's event takes place at 7 p.m. at the Adams Academy on Adams Street in Quincy Center. It is free, and a book signing will follow. Quincy High School girls basketball lost their playoff game to King Philip last night, 53-57. They wrap up their season with an 18-5 record. But North Quincy beat Archbishop Williams 57-44 in the Division II round of 16, so the fifth-seeded Raiders will now face Notre Dame Academy of Hingham in the quarterfinals. A check of business news. Stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 485 points. The NASDAQ rose 267, and the S&P added 64. Asian shares higher, tracking a rebound on Wall Street after President Trump rolled back on some of his tariff hikes. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at almost $67 a barrel. Elsewhere in sports, Celtics beat the Trailblazers 128-118. They'll be hosting the 76ers tonight at 7:30. The Bruins are in Carolina at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, there is a high wind advisory in effect with a gust of 50 miles per hour throughout the day today, maybe a shower, otherwise cloudy and mild at the high of 58 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low 49. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, breezy, high 45. Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 40 and mostly sunny, high 42 on Sunday. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. The wind out of the southwest, turning southerly, and then gusting to 25 knots, high tide at 4:40 this afternoon. Sun rose at 6:10, sets at 5:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 6th.